Back in 1980, 70% of clothing worn by Americans was made by Americans. Today, it's 2%. And the reason is simple. It's cheaper to make things overseas. But that doesn't change the fact that 2% of textile manufacturers have refused to give up on this country. And those companies deserve to be congratulated. I'm talking about companies like American Giant. American Giant controls every link in their supply chain, and that matters because when you buy from American Giant, you create jobs for people in factory towns all across this country. Look, I get it. Nobody wants a lecture. But if you want to see more companies make more things in this country, you got to support the companies who are already doing that very thing. This holiday, check out the clothing at American-Giant.com. Flannels, hoodies, t-shirts, and jeans made to last a lifetime. Support the 2% who are still making it here at American-Giant.com.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello!
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Off the ball rugby.
I was a halfback at high school purely because of my size. The only place they could put me in the team as we had at high school was as a halfback.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Friday's Football Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Shamrock Rovers manager Stephen Bradley on the future of on-loan sharpshooter Johnny Kenny. Connacht rivals Sligo Rovers and Galway continue to get their transfer business done. And Ruud van Nistelrooy, Ange Postecoglou and Enzo Maresca on their club's varying nights in Europe. First up today, Shamrock Rovers manager Stephen Bradley is hopeful of making Johnny Kenny a permanent signing from Celtic. The striker took his tally for the season to 15, scoring Rovers' equaliser as they came from behind to beat TNS 2-1 to remain in the top 8 of the Conference League. Rovers boss Stephen Bradley caught up with Nathan after last night's victory.
Stephen, another big win. 3 games in, undefeated, 7 points. Looking good.
Yeah, it's a great start. If you set those after 3 games, that we'd be sitting here with 7 points, you'd be happy, and we're happy. I thought the players responded brilliantly tonight after Friday's disappointment, and I thought our overall performance deserved the win.
What was everyone like Saturday, Sunday after the disappointment of Friday night?
We stayed away from each other, gave them time off. I think it's important that they just go and clear their heads, and because it's a difficult one to take, but I didn't have any doubt that they'd show up again, and they showed up tonight. I thought they were brilliant.
And not just the disappointment of Friday night, but also the disappointment of going 1-0 down. What you saw after that, was that almost all of the European experience you've gained over the last few years? It felt like a very mature, controlled, emotionless performance almost, the way you went around that.
Yeah, but I thought they started like that, the players. We knew they were dangerous off crosses, they got one, but it never rattled us. I thought we got back in our stride very quickly, took control of the game again, and I'm sure that would have put them on the back foot, the way we responded to that. And again, all credit to the players. They're the ones that are in that moment, and they were nice and calm, and picked them off.
And real quality again with so many of your informed players. Can you ask about Neil Farrugia and his role in Europe? You seem to play him in that more advanced role a lot more in Europe compared to in the league. Why is that?
In Europe he gives us a different dimension in that part of the pitch. We know we have a lot of technical players, but in Europe pace in that area of the pitch really hurts teams, and Neil gives us that, and you see him tonight, his pockets are really good. Just the end product was missing tonight, but overall he was very good.
And not starting Graham Burke after his performance in Larne, I'm sure, is a difficult decision, and one I'm sure he wasn't probably particularly pleased with.
No, of course he wasn't. He was unplayable in Larne, Graham, but he's shown real maturity and understanding that it's about the team, and it was his night in Larne, and tonight it was another player's night. He still came on and affected the game, and there's going to be many more games where we're going to need Graham to go and take it and win the game for us. But I think all of these players have understood throughout the years that in order to be successful, sometimes you just got to pass the baton over to the next man, and he's disappointed. He wants to play every minute of every game. He's a top player, but I just thought tonight that Aaron and Neil would suit better this game.
It was a clinical finish from Johnny Kenny for the equaliser. What's his situation now in terms of the loan, and will he be here if you were to get to a playoff, if you get to the knockout stages, or do you all just put that to your back of your mind?
No, them discussions are ongoing. We have really good relationship with Celtic at all levels. look, Celtic hold all the cards. They make the decision, whatever they say goes. But I think they know that here's been good for Johnny, he's been good for us, we've been good for him. And I made my feelings quite clear yesterday what I think Johnny needs to do. But look, we'll all have to sit down, Johnny included, and make
the
decision.
Club be in a position to sign him?
Hopefully.
Full time.
But like I said, Celtic, he's their player, and they control it. They control the situation.
So 7 points, the team you go up against next, Rapid Vienna, have 3 wins from 3. It's almost the top of the table clash. And you look, I think you're third currently. So are you ramming home again about forget about top 24, think about top 8, or is that losing the run of yourselves?
No, I think we need to aim high. We're going to play against some top teams, we know that. But why limit our expectations? Why? We've always set the standard, raised the bar in this country, and we're not going to stop now. We've created history tonight. But we've only given ourselves a platform. We've done nothing yet. It's about, with 3 games, can we go and get more points on the board? And let's see where that takes us.
There's also a 5th assist of the season in there too for Neil Ferrugia, who's enjoying his spell in Europe in a more central role. And the winger is also fond of the new European League formats.
100%, I think it's a great format. Like, not like even watching the Champions League and the Europa League, like, I think it's great. You're seeing these ties that you wouldn't see that often. Do you know, as you said, because when you in the groups, you're only playing 3 teams, like, so you're doubling that, so it makes it a lot more interesting for the viewership as well.
Yeah, and Rapid Vienna have won their first 3 games. They're 2nd in the table currently. You're 3rd in the table. It's suddenly a top of the table clash in 3 weeks' time.
Yeah, that's it. Look, we'll bring it to them. We'll do our job in them, and I'm confident going to that game. You know, yeah. We're a quality side, and we'll bring it to them.
Yeah, can you just talk about Stephen and what he's brought to your game? And it's a big few weeks for him. I think he turns 40 over the next couple of weeks. It's quite incredible what he's done as such a young man.
Yeah, 100%. Look, he's been he's been brilliant for me, for the team. His way in coaching, and you know, look, even him putting me in a more higher middle role in Europe was very smart of him. Like, you know, because that means I can kind of get at runners and look, he's a quality manager. Yeah. So
it's a tough spot, that role just off Johnny Kenny, because you see tonight Graham Burke and Jack Byrne are on the bench. It brings a level of pressure as well to perform. Is that where what is your best position? Because you played probably 4 or 5 at this role.
Yeah, look, it's true. I guess the way we play, we play with wing backs. We play with kind of like these tens, and look, to be honest, as long as I kind of play with that sort of freedom, which I know the manager wants me to play with, and he said that to me you know, loads of times, like, it doesn't matter where you play, I want you to play with a bit of freedom, and whether that be in a wing, more of a wing role, or more coming inside, so be it, you know. So that's kind of what I've taken on board, and that's what I try to do in my game.
8
running onto it on the edge of the box. He'll fancy the shot, and it's goal! Brilliant goal! And Felix, it's 6-6, and we've not even got to half time. Felix lets it through, and comes with the chance here. Not taken off, did he? The second attempt. That's it.
Today we have 2 very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello!
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Chelsea sit top of the Conference League group with 3 wins from 3 and now a mightily healthy goal difference after that 8-0 thrashing of Armenian runners-up Noah at Stamford Bridge. They were 6-0 up by half-time, with João Félix netting twice, while Christopher Nkunku added 2 more in the second half. Much as he did in the League Cup last week against Newcastle, Enzo Maresca changed his entire starting 11 for last night's game, While his players will be fresh for Sunday's meeting with Arsenal, Maresca knows the constant high rotation is not sustainable deeper into the season.
No, all the time, no. In this moment, also, we are quite lucky that we don't have injury. So we have 24, 25 players and we can choose. I think the way we are trying to do the things since we start, also we protect players, because one thing is to play three games a week and one the other thing is to play just one. I think we protect the player in this moment, but that means that it's going to happen all season, because also be a moment where there are injury or we need to change things. But in this moment we are almost we are in November and we are every game we change players, and probably fortunately also we don't have injury in this moment.
Arsenal go into Sunday's game having suffered back-to-back defeats to Newcastle and Inter. Maresca was asked if Sunday's match will be higher pressure for his Arsenal counterpart Mikel Arteta.
I don't know. I also like to get the pressure from this kind of game, so the pressure is also for us. But for sure, as I said, for me they are the closest one with City. Both I consider them better than the rest, and the reason why I said many times is because one club is working with the same manager 9 years and the other one is working with the same manager 5 years, and this is a big huge advantage compared to the rest. So for me that's why they are in this moment better than the rest. But we're gonna try Sunday to make the life difficult for them. We're gonna try our best.
Elsewhere in the Conference League last night, Larne took an early lead at home to St Gallen, but were eventually beaten 2-1 by the Swiss side. And Hearts dropped points for the first time in this season's group stage, losing 2-0 at home to Heidenheim. Manchester United won at home in Europe for the first time since a 1-0 defeat of Copenhagen in October of last year in the Champions League. Two second-half goals from Amad Diallo secured a 2-0 Europa League victory over PAOK at Old Trafford. However, the winger was forced off with a knock and is a doubt for Sunday's Premier League game with Leicester, a match you can hear live and off the ball. Ruud van Nistelrooy remains unbeaten in his time in charge of United. He was asked if these results will influence whether or not he continues under new manager Ruben Amorim.
I think that Ruben, what he's saying, is focuses on Braga and I focus on Leicester. I think that's a great one for now, and that shows that we're focused on the day by day job and get the maximum out of the team. So let him focus on Braga. I'll focus on Leicester, and we'll see after that.
I think you've had no contact with him as yet.
I got to check my phone now, so I will do so later.
Would you be disappointed if you don't get contact
before
next week?
I'm only busy with one thing in my mind. I want my last game in as an interim. I wanted to prepare it as good as I can and give the players everything they need to get the best performance out of them and hopefully get three very important games, keep them at Old Trafford, and that's my absolute focus. And other than that, I don't look too far ahead, to be really honest. It's too important.
Van Nistelrooy, though, was impressed with Diallo's performance last night.
Yes, he's a great character and he's a hard worker. He shows that in every training session. So that attitude and also extra work every day after training, He comes to me and he wants to do extra finishing, extra crossing, extra 1v1s, extra how can I improve my shot, how can I improve my heading, etc., etc., etc. And yeah, he's constantly focused on learning, getting better, living very professional, in a professional way. So he's very motivated to get the maximum out of his career. And after so many games, he didn't start. He had a great performance today, so I was very pleased for him.
Ange Postecoglou says an overly generous first half cost Tottenham dearly in Istanbul. Victor Osimhen scored twice as Galatasaray went in 3-1 up at the break, holding out eventually for a 3-2 win. That means they sit third in the Europa League table. It was a memorable night for both good and bad for 19-year-old Will Lankshear. Making just his second start for Spurs, he scored their goal but was later sent off after picking up a second yellow card. And Postecoglou says Lankshear will learn from the experience.
Yeah, Will took his goal well. He worked hard for the team. Obviously, like I said, he hasn't had a lot of experience at senior football, so I think he would have learnt a lot today. And that red card, just a bit of over-enthusiasm in that moment to give away a foul. So, but he'll learn from that. And you know, same with Lucas, you know, giving him an understanding of the levels here. It's not easy when you're playing away in Europe, but you can only sort of allow them to learn that by exposing them to it. And I thought Archie was great. You know, he obviously had a, you know, it was a tough game for us defensively at different times. And I thought, you know, we'll get so much growth out of him. He's not playing in his position. And, you know, I guess for, you know, three teenagers in the starting lineup, you know, I think they'll learn a lot from it. And hopefully they, you know, that helps with their development.
And the Spurs boss was asked why they made things so easy for Gala in that first period.
I just felt it was self-inflicted. We just, you know, we had real simple solutions out there to keep the ball. And as we showed with 10 men, it wasn't that difficult to do. We just didn't, you know, and you know, individuals within that just needed to kind of be stronger on the ball and make sure we just play, you know, the kind of football that we try and do every week. And we didn't do that. We, yeah, maybe it was a little bit of the changes I've made and the environment or the atmosphere, whatever you want to call it, the opposition. But the moments that stick out to me are when there's no pressure on us and we're still giving the ball away. I think that's, you know, we just need to be better in those moments. And because if we're better in those moments, then, you know, you kind of minimise the threat the opposition has. But also we get a foothold in the game in the areas we want to, and then we can, you know, like I said, we did it with 10 men. We were playing through them quite easily with 10 men. But, you know, with 11, we just know we didn't have anywhere near the conviction we needed to, so it's disappointing.
Rangers remain unbeaten on the road in the Europa League, with Cyril Desser's equaliser salvaging a 1-1 draw at Olympiacos, and Troy Parrott assisted AZ's opener in a 3-1 victory at home to Jose Mourinho's Fenerbahce.
I prefer really not to speak. If I speak, I am in big trouble. In big trouble.
Yeah, boy!
It's unbelievable to win this match against so many powerful people. And we are not going to give up. They told me only half of the truth. But with half of the truth, and with my boys, we fight opponents, we fight the system.
Hey, yo, Chuck, man! I don't understand this, man! Yo, you got this mother out, man! You're losing them!
1989! I think you Turkish, you should care a bit. You Turkish, you should speak, not me. You should speak. You should denounce. You should say what is going on year after year after year. You should do it. You should do it, not me. Because then I'm going to be the one under attack. I'm going the one that the system will criticize. I'm going to be the one that the system will try to punish me. I'm going to be the one that the system will try to close my mouth. Depends. If the system acts strongly, my words will even disappear. So let's have a laugh. Let's have a laugh.
Yeah, boy! Flavor, flavor.
Connacht rivals Sligo Rovers and Galway United are getting their contract business done, with the league season barely in the rearview mirror. Francely Lombotto has decided to swap Galway for the Showgrounds after 5 seasons at AM&DC Park. The winger has signed a 1-year deal with Sligo. And while Lombotto is leaving Galway, Vincent Borden is staying. The 25-year-old midfielder made 27 appearances this season for Galway, scoring in an early season win over Waterford. And the nominees have been revealed for the 34th FAI International Awards. Despite only playing one game for the Republic of Ireland this year due to injury, Gavin Bazunu has been shortlisted for Senior Men's International Player of the Year. The FAI say the performances taken into account are from June 23 to June 24, while the League Player of the Year is in the entirety of the 2023 season, which explains Jack Moylan's inclusion on the League of Ireland Player Shortlist. Joining Bazunu on that international senior player shortlist is another player currently sidelined by an Achilles injury. That's Chidozie Ogbeni. Brighton striker Evan Ferguson completes that list. Senior Women's International Player of the Year will be decided among Courtney Brosnan, Niamh Fahey and Katie McCabe. The Young Men's International Player of the Year is once again between Bazunu and Ferguson, and Southampton midfielder Will Smallbone. Young Women's International Player of the Year will be between Izzy Atkinson, Abby Larkin and Heather Payne. The International Goal of the Year will be one of Katie McCabe's against Canada, McCabe's effort against Northern Ireland, and an Andrew Moran goal for the under-21s against Turkey. The Men's Under-21 Player of the Year will be decided between Sinclair Armstrong, Sam Curtis and Andrew Moran. While joining Jack Moylan on that League of Ireland Men's Player of the Year shortlist are Chris Forrester from St. Pat's and Shamrock Rovers defender Lee Grace. That's it for today's Football Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Football feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. Look out at the weekend too for the kickback on our football channels and for Steve-O's reaction to Sunday's FAI Cup final involving Derry City and Drogheda United. That's all to come. I'll be back on Monday with more Football Daily. Till then, thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem hey. And Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.